Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Just when you thought we weren't going to make it. Good morning, friends, and welcome to Best in Show, exclusively on tbsradio.net. Check out our website, bestinshowradio.com. Check out our station's website. Sorry, I'm a little confused. A little out of my game. tbsradio.net. My name's Chris.
Frank, you say relax. Everything's fine.
Yeah, we had... obviously had some interesting issues this morning, a little couple of technical issues to start the show. We couldn't connect, but we're here now, thank God. It was pretty frustrating. Got a little crazy. We were getting nuts because a lot of people were calling my house saying, hey, why is the show not on? Which, by the way, all you people who are calling, all you people who are listening to the show, why aren't you in the chat room? Join the chat room. Get over to tpsradio.net and check it out.
You didn't need to hit me over and over, though.
I'm sorry. I was angry. What was I going to do? We're being told in the chat room by Eric Ryan that we owe him a half hour. We owe all the listeners a half hour. We're going over. Don't worry. It's already been cleared. We're doing a two-hour show. Today we go till 1:30, and that's just the way it is. Whew. I got to be honest. The blood was pumping. Just like, God damn it, what did we do wrong? This I'm thinking there's something wrong with my computer. I'm rebooting stuff. Everything's crazy. Apparently, there was a technical issue with the server. Not a big deal. We're here now. I feel better. I'm breathing easy. Listen, look. We're on the radio again.
Let me try that. No.
Bro, leave a little bit for me. Oh, sorry. Wait a minute.
I wasn't going there.
It sure sounded like it. And why's that dollar bill hanging out of your nose then?
I was poking fun at the fact that I can't breathe, and you had to slap an R rating on the whole thing.
Sorry, I'm a real jerk. Speaking of slapping R ratings, I don't even know why I'm saying bad slapping R ratings. Yeah, you know what I want to talk about? First thing, right off the bat, fire right into this. Dude, do you remember when you went to high school at any point in your life?
Yes.
I think there were like 4 years of it, give or take.
give or take.
Well, the average bear is 4 years. You never know. Some people are accelerated learners, if you will. Whatever. I'm going all over the place.
I got out of there in under 4 years. Let's just say that.
Nice. Good for you. But now, when I went to high school, I mean, we live in Staten Island. Staten Island, New York, a fairly small town for the most part. It's not tiny. I mean, like, there's like 500,000 people here. But give or take, it's not like a big, big city school.
There's no room for 500,000 people. There's just 500,000 people.
That's absolutely true. But at my high school, there was never any sort of special big things that they did. You'll understand what I'm saying in a second. Did you ever have someone come to your school, like someone famous come to your school and speak?
In my junior high school.
See, that's so odd to me.
I had Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel come to my junior high school to...
Were they there to tell you not to do drugs?
Yeah, to talk about the new drug that had hit the streets called crack.
It's so whack, bro. Yeah.
I don't know if it was new at the time, but it was fairly new. The whole crack epidemic thing was starting.
By the way, no, I'm not going to go in that direction. I was going to say, is it really so whack? But that's another story. I never had anyone at my high school... show up, or my junior high school for that matter. I didn't go to junior high. I went to Catholic school the whole way.
Oh, I had one more. I had Howard Cross come from the New York Giants when I went to school on Staten Island.
You know, in summer camp, I was taken to Jets training camp, and I met Wesley Walker. That doesn't really mean anything close to the same thing. But the whole point of why I'm bringing this up is you're familiar with the film Supersize Me?
Yes.
Morgan Spurlock. Morgan Spurlock actually has a show now, too. It's called, like, 30 Days or something, where he does everything for 30 days. He's running that same gimmick over and over again, no matter what his deal is. Hey, you know what, man? Ride that wave as long as you can, because you only get so much time. But Morgan Spurlock was brought into a school in, let me look at my thing here, Hatboro Horsham High School in Philadelphia. He was brought in to speak at the high school's first ever health fair. I guess something about, you know, to talk about how McDonald's is bad for you or whatever, something like that. Well, Morgan Spurlock, during his big speech that was labeled as, and I put the quotes in the air, as somewhat politically incorrect, Morgan Spurlock included jokes about the retarded kids in the back who are wearing helmets. There literally were special education kids in the back of the room. Like, he thought it would be funny to start making fun of retards to the retards. About an hour into, I'm looking at your face waiting for you to say something awful.
No, not necessary.
You're just appalled. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. It's Morgan Spurlock. The dude's claim to fame is his big idea was to eat burgers for a month and film it. Which, by the way, I never saw the film. I don't even know if it's any good.
I saw it. It's just kind of... You know what? The whole thing I don't buy about that film is he has a vegan girlfriend, and she seems to be, like, the puppet master behind the whole thing. Like, the big ending is that she puts him on a vegan diet for 30 days, and it supposedly clears out his system. And that's why I just kind of think that, you know...
Okay, for the record, I just want to go on the record as saying I love eating meat. But I think a vegan diet probably could clear up every problem that any human being has physically.
Yeah, I'm not saying it couldn't, but I'm just saying that I think that was part of the whole thing
behind the whole plan, because
she's all through the movie. They don't tell you that, but like the movie, they don't tell you that like that's something they should warn you about ahead of time. They rated G for girlfriend.
the whole concept of the film was a vegan advert, if you will, in your mind.
Possibly. Although at the end it does say that he got off the vegan diet quick because he wanted real food.
Because he loves bacon. Yeah. I mean,
he saw a pig walking down the street and he couldn't control himself.
In all honesty, like I say, my point was not to talk about the film because unfortunately I don't know the film. I didn't see it. I know the concept behind it, but I didn't actually see the film. The thing that I'm just more blown away about is like being a human being. How could you be a human being and look at someone that's like a special ed kid in the face and make fun of retards, to their face?
There's a difference.
By the way, the quotes are in the air. I don't want you guys to think that I'm referring to special needs kids as retards, just so you know.
They don't see you making those quotes.
Sorry.
There's a difference.
Well, they should know that I may not be literally saying it, and well, maybe I don't literally mean it either. But the thought is implied. Sorry, Spinal Tap references.
There's a difference between Comedy Central making fun of like you know the short bus as they call it, and then you know the kids are like hanging out of the windows and stuff, and then a guy going specifically to those kids and making fun of them to their face.
I gotta be quite honest. I am one of the things that I really have a low tolerance for is
alcohol.
Now I have a low tolerance. We'll talk about that a little later. But no, the whole concept of like making fun of people for a disability just totally bums me out.
Which is fine.
It bums me out.
Which it's fine that you care.
it's fine that you care.
No, but I'm just saying. I think still, inappropriate or not, there's a major difference to me, like poking fun at something on a cartoon as opposed to like this guy just going there and making fun of them to their face.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not gonna. I mean, I honestly don't see that much of a difference. Don't get me wrong. I did laugh at Tim Ari.
It's like if he showed those kids the South Park episode.
Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're saying. In theory, it's the same concept though. I shouldn't be able to talk considering I did laugh at Tim Ari. you know, whatever.
Are you quitting South Park now? Because you just you can't deal with it anymore?
I'm totally going to quit South Park because of this. But Morgan Spurlock, you're a real champ of people. He also made jokes about the teachers smoking pot, which that's fine. And he made jokes about how stupid the people at McDonald's that work there are. So, you know, and that's fine. You know, I got no problem with that. It just, it totally gnarled me out and got me pretty bummed that this dude is making fun of quote unquote retarded kids in the back wearing helmets. Like, not even enough to make fun of quote-unquote retards in front of retards, specifically making fun of them. You know,
yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. Like it's personal.
Yeah, it's one thing. It's one thing. Like, I mean, like if you're a dude who went to a Dice Clay show in 1980 or 1980, God, you'd have to be seeing him when he was on Different Strokes at that point. But no, if you went to, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
No idea. I didn't know he was on Different
Andrew
Strokes.
Dice Clay was on Different Strokes. He taught Arnold how to stick up for himself against the Gooch.
Really? Know?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Andrew Clay at the time. There was no Dice in his name.
Andrew Silverstein, or he was Andrew Clay already.
He was Andrew Clay at that point. But yeah, it was like I said, like if you're an adult, if you have all your faculties about you and you're going to a stand-up comedian, you know you're going to get your balls broken. It's one thing. If you're showing up at school for a health fair, you're not expecting one to have your balls broken and two not expecting to be abused for something that you were born with. Like, you
if,
know?
If he singled out, you know, kids that had no mental issues, no problems. Stuttering over words. If he singled out like the regular kids, I think people would be horrified enough. Like he went to a school fair and started picking on children. But like it's like those are the specific kids that he needed to make fun of.
Yeah, he's a creep. He's a creep monster. By the way, we're being asked in the chat room by Eric, what exactly did he say? Unfortunately, I do not have the transcript, or should I say fortunately, I don't have the transcript. All I know is that he kept making reference to the retarded kids in the back wearing helmets.
By the way, on a related note, all the bullies gave him rave reviews for that day.
They loved it.
They held up signs with 10 on it.
The Gooch loved it. but that's the story with that. So Morgan Spurlock, I nominate you for my favorite jerk of the week. By the way, we've got a lot of people in the chat room this week. Just hello to everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Best in Show. Check out our website, bestinshowradio.com. My computer just went to power save, and now the whole show's over. Sorry. Ew, pink eye. I don't even know what's going on in that chat room. People are talking real gross. you have even less of an idea what I'm talking about. Sorry. Anyway. But yeah, so as a result of you were talking about the whole thing, and I had to quit South Park because of the whole thing. Your boy, we touched on this last week. Your boy Isaac Hayes having to quit South Park, not having to, choosing to quit South Park because Scientology told him he shouldn't do it. I guess. Well, in the news this week, turns out Isaac Hayes didn't actually quit South Park.
L. Ron Hubbard quit for him?
Christina Kumi Kimball is the person that issued the statement that he was quitting South Park. And apparently this week he came out with a statement saying that, you know, I would have never quit that show. I loved doing that show. Too little, too late. As you may or may not know, Chef this week fell off a cliff, was impaled on a pole, had his face ripped off by a lion, and then was mauled by a bear. You can get all this on a lot of places online.
Well, so is he coming back to the show then?
I don't know.
I mean, I know the idea of a dead character returning on South Park is ridiculous, but
know,
I'm sure they could find a way to make it happen.
Apparently, they really laid. I mean, not only just the murdering or the killing of his character, like he was really.
Do you think?
He apparently got really...
I think there was a lot of...
I didn't see the show.
Oh, okay.
Didn't see the show, but
I think
please.
there was a lot of...
I make a habit of talking about things that I don't know anything about. Hey, you know this movie? I don't.
By the way, Christina Kumi Kimball, is that her name?
Yeah.
She's going to be issuing you a statement about how I quit the show because you never know what you're talking about.
Damn it. Dude, you really are a Scientologist.
Yeah. It was kind of a lot of... A lot of don't blame him, but don't remember the this part of Chef. Remember all the good times we had with him kind of thing before this crazy cult brainwashed him.
That crazy cult is his religion, though. You know, you think maybe he might be a little peeved about that?
But they didn't attack him, though. They never, they made no, I mean, they made no bones about attacking his religion, but they didn't attack, like, him personally, you
actually,
know?
Actually, I think
like, Tom Cruise, they attack personally.
One of the actual statements that they put out, I remember, was, you may have won this battle, Scientology, but the 10 million year battle for Earth is still rages on.
You may
on.
Have won this battle, Thetans.
Yeah, it was.
Thetans, whatever the hell, have you pronounced that
yeah,
word.
It's something along those lines, but yeah, and it's like the 10 million year battle for Earth has only just begun.
By know? The way, a fact from last week.
Last week.
David Miscavige is the guy that's currently in charge of the Church of Scientology. That's the guy who's the buddy of Tom Cruise, who takes Tom Cruise out on his boat and has, you know, all the slaves serve them.
Kind of wish I could have that again. Sorry, I got a little confused. I want to grow up to be a Scientology slave. Well, I don't know. I don't know what the whole deal is. Apparently, from reading about all this and learning everything, apparently Isaac Hayes had a stroke in November too.
Did he really?
I didn't even know that. Which is another thing why, like, hey, maybe why this person took the reins and actually made the statement, not Ving Rhames, but like took the reins of his career, and actually responded to it, because Rhames and Reigns are the same thing, I guess. but for whatever reason, that's the deal. So Isaac Hayes.
Do you know who Ving Rhames is, or did you just bring him up?
He's the guy. He's my favorite guy from that movie. Who's good? Didn't he play I do know who he is, but I'm trying to think of another character. He played the who's like the mob boss guy in one of those movies.
Pulp Fiction.
That I know. I knew. Him, I knew he was that.
Oh,
one.
That was him.
No. Yeah. That is him. But no, he played the. God, come on, comic book kids in the chat room, help me out. The big mob dude from all those comic books.
Ving the Merciless?
No, that's not it. Damn it, I can't think what he is. He was like the Kingpin. Whew. Hasn't happened in the chat room yet, so when you guys respond in a second, I did it on my own. The Kingpin was a comic book character. He played the Kingpin in some movie.
Wasn't that Woody Harrelson and Randy Quaid?
Oh, that was awesome, though. He was so good at bowling. You know, and strangely, I was thinking about this week, the movie Orgasmo. Strangely, as we're talking about the Amish and South Park. If you've never seen the film Orgasmo, I recommend seeing it.
Never seen it.
Much like Kingpin is about
it. Did I see Basketball?
Oh, my God. Basketball should have won an Academy Award. Most brilliant film I've ever seen in my life. Love it. But, much like Kingpin is about a guy, I should be doing a movie review at this point. But I'm not good at it. Much the way Kingpin is an Amish guy who becomes a bowling superstar, Orgasmo is about an Amish porn star.
Oh, I did see that movie.
It's so goofy.
I forgot about that.
Doesn't really tie. I mean, it ties in, but it's so silly.
It wasn't because he had a stroke, though, that she issued that statement.
Yeah, I know.
It's because they're not allowed to speak for themselves or do anything for themselves.
Yeah, well, like what was? I'm trying to remember some of the odd things that happened with your girlfriend, Crooked Mouth Katie Holmes.
Like, what happened with Katie Holmes that she met this guy? They started dating, and within a week, she had somebody following her around.
What do you mean, what happened? Does it really make a difference to her? When she was 14 years old, she had posters of him on the walls of her room. She doesn't care. She'll go any. Dude, think
I
about.
I mean, no, I'm just saying in general, though, like, the whole thing is insane.
Dude. I drive by the Church of Scientology almost every day now because it's actually in Manhattan, like not far from where my office is.
It's on
49th or 50th or 48th.
46th, is it?
Yeah, somewhere in there. It's down by Times Square, but it's away when I try and avoid Times Square to go around. But I'm so tempted to go in all the time. I'm all excited. But when I drive by, all you see are just copies of Dianetics over and over again in the front window, which you would think, like, hey, don't you want to show like a selection of books that you have there? It just seems like an odd.
No, just that one.
sorry, I was a little confused. You're listening to Best in Show Radio exclusively on TPS Radio. Check out our website, bestinshowradio.com and tpsradio.net. By the way, if you guys feel like it, you can call the hotline if you're so inclined, 718-360-1413. And you could be part of the show.
I had a whole thing prepared for this week on Scientology and the brainwashing aspect of it.
Right.
But didn't work out all that well. So.
But I choose not to discuss it. I'm done.
But I'm going to do it alone in my room.
This should be awesome. I printed up something right before the show started, and I don't know where it is. Is this the entire thing? Here it is. Yeah, since I was just talking about TPS Radio and Best in Show, I'm going to be a company shill right now. And I'm going to point out that Podcastorama 2006 has become. Do you have what it takes to take your podcast to the next level. I'm actually reading word for word, so if there's any typos, I'm sorry. VitalPodcast.com and TPSRadio.net have teamed up to offer you the opportunity to do your show live for free. Podcasts will face podcasts in a March Madness-style competition until one show is left, and only the strong will survive. The winner will get a live spot on TPSRadio.net, just like us. Just like Craig Coleman, just like Deja, just like everybody, just like the Sports Buffet. Oh, you know, Brian Scott, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go through the list of everybody on the station. But yeah,
So is it safe to assume you don't like the shows you left out?
Oh, man, I'm such a jerk. Yeah, well, no, I love the blah, blahs and the blah. Long story short, that we're doing Ray's running this tournament style thing where your podcast will go up against other podcasts, and the person who wins is going to get a live show here on the air.
Very nice.
It's something interesting to look into. I just you can check it all out at tpsradio.net. Or you can go to vitalpodcast.com, Podcastorama 2006, and check it all out. I think there was some sounder that I'm supposed to play with it and everything, but I just didn't download it the way I should have because I'm a jerk. But that's that. Done being the company guy now. You're shaking your fist in opposition to me as you wear your Che Guevara shirt and tell me that I shouldn't be doing this. What's happening? Sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about.
The fact that you even suggested
that I would wear a Pinko
that
shirt like
that. Che Guevara shirt, just there's something wrong with me because it made me very angry when you said it.
All right, let me cross this one off the list.
You know, Don't get me wrong.
Do you love Cuba?
I'm not against throwing some Death Cab for Cutie on my CD player and throwing a Che Guevara shirt and, you know.
Doing what you got. Wait, do you listen to that or do you usually listen to Fall Out Boy while you're doing it? Sorry, let me cross Isaac Hayes off my list, Morgan Spurlock off my list. He's been crossed off South Park's list as well. Blah, blah, blah.
Have you ever heard that band Death Cab for Cutie?
Not at all. I'm not a big fan of music. I don't pay attention to music.
My girlfriend liked the song of theirs, and I used to hear of them all the time, and people talked about how great they were, and then they started getting more and more popular, and I, still having never heard of them, started liking them less and less.
I don't know anything about them.
I think I'm officially just going to hate them now, I think.
I got to be 100% honest with you. I only vaguely have heard the name in passing. I didn't even, like, if you would have told me, did you check out that new Blink 182 album, Death Cab for Cutie? I would have believed that that was the same thing. I didn't know necessarily that it was a band. It's a phrase that I've heard.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of music. The less new music that I purchase, like, I joke all the time and say I'm not a big fan of music. That's my way of responding when I don't know what's going on with something. I'll just say that I don't know, which I guess is self-explanatory. But regardless, the last like new music that I bought is like 5 years ago. I don't listen to modern rock. The only modern rock that I listen to is your favorite Bright Eyes from Omaha, Nebraska. I listen to Bright Eyes and Desaparecidos. That's the newest stuff that I listen to, which is not new by any stretch. Just thought I'd let you know that.
I don't buy much new music anymore.
I'm talking to a guy who listens to 60s records all the time, and I'm telling you, I don't listen to new music.
No, just 60 records. I have the same 60 records that I refuse to
It's a rotation. You got to get through them all. But back to what we were just talking about with Scientology and talking about Odd Religions and whatnot. I had a whole thing that I wanted to talk about. Abdul Rahman, this guy in Afghanistan who converted to Christianity, and I thought it was going to spark this whole great conversation. Are you familiar with the situation?
No.
No, really?
No, not at all.
Abdul Rahman converted to Christianity, and now the 41-year-old stands accused of apostasy, or otherwise known as rida, which according to the Sharia, which is the Islamic law of the Quran, is punishable by death. The dude converted to Christianity, and now they want to kill him. Sadly, I was excited to go into this whole thing. I shouldn't say sadly, but sadly for our show, the announcement came out before we woke up this morning that the case has been dropped and the guy's not going to be executed for being a Christian. So, disappointment. I can't go on a rant. Although it is kind of silly. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not Johnny Christian. Sorry.
Was that the end of the show?
Sorry, I just looked in the chat room and saw someone saying that they were going to argue that I actually like music.
I'm not Johnny Christian.
I mean nothing. Oh, that's right. That's where I was. Sorry, I get distracted when I see like little things flash in front of my eyes. It's like I'm like a little puppy sometimes. Like I could be, you know, eating something, and you could throw a spark in my face and be like, "Ooh,
Actually, it's funny you said it like a robot and then went launched into silence.
I guess
I'm not Johnny Christian. I've been audited.
Well, it's not Christianity so much as it is my true calling. Oh, yeah, audits. I love it. But like, I'm not a Christian dude. I've got to be honest, I'm not a religious dude in any stretch of the way. You know, I guess I have some sense of spirituality, but not from like a payoff sense. Whatever. I'm not going to get totally crazy on religion right now. But despite all this, the fact that people could potentially be killed in the year 2006 because something they believe is crazy. And not even something they believe like a cause. Like, I believe that, you know, you guys shouldn't be doing this or you should be doing that. It's like, it's the thing that I believe doesn't affect anything that's happening today. And it's just a total crazy concept to me. Whatever. Like I said, the case got dropped. The guy, whoever the head of Afghanistan is, I think his name was Greg
Miscavige?
Greg Miscavige. That's his name, right? He dropped the charges from pressure.
What a liberal society they've become.
You know, pinkos. You don't like that pinkos?
You know what? That's how it starts, honestly. That's how it starts.
First, you let the
you know, I guarantee you, this is my prediction, within a month, there's going to be a barefoot woman somewhere around there.
Somewhere?
Well, it's not going to spread that fast. Once people see it being done, you know, like some crazy slut walks around and like takes her wrap off.
Not even takes it off. She might be a filthy slut that just takes off one layer, so you can almost know that there's something underneath there. Oh man, I don't know. Well, whatever. Just as I was looking into this whole thing and learning about this whole story, which, I have this whole big long thing written out on my page here that I want to talk about, and then at the top, case dropped. Like, damn it, what am I going to do? But damn it, they're going to let this guy live. This really screws up my 10-minute rant for the radio show. But as I was finding out about it, there actually have been 4 executions for apostasy in the past 20 years, 25 years, give or take. What are my kids screaming?
The reason there was only 4... is because people know that they'll be executed.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know what?
Is there degrees of it? That guy really converted. We got to get him.
Like, I understand the concept of, like, a terrorist organization doing something. I understand, like, a splinter group of guerrillas that are ripping stuff apart and going crazy. I understand that. But when a recognized international global government is killing people... because they believe something about, you know. Granted, I mean, don't get me wrong.
I'm glad the Taliban's gone from Afghanistan. They might have been executing people for crazy reasons.
You know, it's just total insanity. It's totally nuts to me, the whole concept. But whatever, the world is nuts. That's my political statement for the day. God, the world is nuts.
Without setting us off on something that's just going to go on and on and on.
Yeah.
And without sounding too much like a crazy person.
I'm cringing right now. Hold on one second. I'm getting my seatbelt. Click, click. I'm locking in. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm waiting for 100 Limbaugh to make his statement of the day.
No. This is it's. I don't think he'd agree with me on this one.
Oh, it's 100. It's 100 Franken. That's actually about to talk now.
It's 100 Hubbard.
Okay.
No, this is the reason that, you know, the more I thought about it over the course of time, it doesn't matter what government you put in Iraq or anywhere, they're just going to be executing people for ridiculous reasons. You know what, man, you could accuse me of being like a prejudiced Westerner, you know, but it doesn't matter. Like, obviously the Taliban was overthrown, now there's this nice... normal government's going to be in Afghanistan, and they're, like, debating killing a guy who converted to Christianity.
I agree to the point that I would be happier, but I'm also an American. I'm also a citizen of the United States of America, but I would be happier when – I'm going to be happier when we have the United States of Earth. And I want there to be one government that rules over all, much like Darth Vader – clenching his fist over everybody. And that's fine. I don't care because I don't know, man.
I want to be able to get to Mesopotamia and find old artifacts and stuff without, you know... I'm doing air quotes. Insurgents attacking me.
You know, that's you want to go where? Like where the Tigris and Euphrates meet and really just get involved, get up in there?
Yeah, like I want to be able to go there freely.
By the way, any kids that are listening to this, you can make that reference on school this week, go into your global studies class, and talk about how you learned about the Tigris and Euphrates from Best in Show exclusively on tpsradio.net. By the way...
Just don't say you learned about it in the Old Testament or you'll be kicked out of school.
Exactly. I love that kids could learn about this, except for the fact that I think you learned about that in, like, the third grade. So I don't think there are too many nine-year-olds listening. Who knows?
That's our core audience. What are you talking about? Yeah, whatever. I'm just doubtful that it'll matter. I just, you know.
Sorry. I'm listening to my kid and my wife scream in the next room.
So wait, what does that make me?
What do you mean? American?
No, not that. But what is that? Like, which kind of extremist does that make me? I've now become against the war in Iraq. Basically, I'm saying because you can't civilize that part of the earth.
What kind of an extremist? That's, I mean, you're I don't want.
It's ever changing.
I don't want to come in. I don't want to come off as a little bit of a jerk, but you come off like a red state. Hayseed maniac for the most part. No disrespect, of course.
But this is the thing. I would be 100% for if I was like a real true like red state person, I would be saying, you know, I would be backing the war, and you know, this is...
Well, there's a difference between you did back the war at one point.
Oh yeah, I thought it was great that Saddam... I still think it's great that Saddam Hussein is out and his torture chambers are gone, but I just think that it's ridiculous now to say that, like, you know, We're gonna put in a now that we're gonna help a government set up, and then Iraq's just gonna be this normal country in the middle of like, in the middle of the land called Maniaca is Iraq, this place that operates like a normal society.
Here's what I'm saying, in your choice to step away from supporting the war is not based on a change in your belief and think that it's wrong. It was more of just out of frustration, knowing it's an exercise in futility. That's why. So I mean, I don't see that necessarily changes your source of your extremity. I don't believe that that changes who you are or what your goal was or what your thoughts are. I think it's more of a like you're throwing the towel in because you realize like, you know what I really wanted just can't work out. So you're still the same crazy maniac that you were in the beginning. Red state.
I love that somebody that's for gay marriage, pro-choice, and stem cell research is a red state maniac.
More or less, give or take. No, but we've discussed this in the past, that you're probably globally politically conservative. But...
I've said it over and over, and I think you even agreed with me. I don't really like him very much anymore, but I didn't like George Bush.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Earth.
I didn't like him nearly as much as I hated the people that didn't like him.
Okay, I can understand that. Yeah. You love Raging Against the Machine, though.
I just have a... You know what? You can't separate and again, probably preaching to the converted, the majority of people that are listening, but I can't tolerate anyone anymore. Somebody that... Well, I'm actually on the radio show Bush bashing.
There we go.
I can't tolerate anyone that can't separate their religion anymore.
I got a song.
Like, it's like, don't cure diseases. We don't want to encourage abortions.
Dude, hold on. One of my crazy stories of the day. Sioux Falls... South Dakota, a new referendum was passed or is being sent around yesterday. What's that?
Isn't that a couple weeks old?
It was on the AP wire yesterday.
I have no concept of time anymore.
I don't know. Maybe the referendum got new backing yesterday, but it's really being crazy now that they're going to ban.
Oh yeah, Bush was also elected a second time. That's right.
But new referendum to ban all abortions.
July 1st. I thought it was going to be that was going to be held tied up in court.
Wait. It's going into effect July 1st?
This July 1st.
Only in this town? in Sioux Falls, and I know the thing is in the world. You mean in the world
in
America?
That state.
In really,
as far as I know. But this is
I love coming on the air again, like a being so knowledgeable about things and not knowing what that.
You know, forget
about.
That. Let me just do my part on quantum physics now. Okay. Just if somebody in the chat room could tell me what it is, give me an idea. Yeah, I think as of July 1st, abortion will be this is the thing. I thought it was going to be that it was going to be tied up in the courts, and until they could reverse Roe versus Wade, which would give it back to the state's rights, which would give the right back to the state, then it was going to remain legal. But then I got the impression from something I read the other day that it's going to be the opposite, that as of July 1st, it could be illegal until the reverse happens.
The way that I read it, what I understand is it's a referendum that's going around. It has not been ratified into law yet, but according to this referendum, they're looking to ban all abortion, even when the mother's life is at risk. Even in cases of incest and rape, you have to keep every baby. Thanks. I got to be honest with you. I think I totally have no quarrel, you know. I'm really breaking the mold here, and you know, as the guy who was bashing Bush a second ago, I know I'm breaking the mold when I'm going with this, but I have no problem with abortion being used as a form of birth control. It's fine. I don't care.
That was the other realization I came to last night. I used to be against partial birth abortion too, because I thought like that's kind of screwed up. Like, I don't even care about that, honestly,
dude. I mean, like, again, I have a daughter. I love my daughter desperately, and it's, you know, I don't want it to be suggested anything crazy, like, but like certain people don't want to have kids, then don't have kids.
You said it in the first sentence. You have a daughter.
Yeah, I mean, like, certain people want to have kids, certain people don't. That's it. Who cares? Why does it really make a difference? It's not like they're having a kid and waiting until they're a year old and then chopping their head off and throwing them out. It's like, do you really believe? I mean, I guess that's what the whole question is. When does life really begin versus when doesn't it? I don't even care. I don't know. I didn't mean. I know everybody loves light, airy conversation on Sunday mornings.
See, that's why I don't think it's. I don't think it's a right wing versus left wing thing. I think it's a religious thing.
Well,
I think there's a lot of people.
That's a pretty fine
that are registered
line.
Democrats. But if they're as a matter of fact, I was reading something that a lot of black communities where it's like 90% Democrat as far as how people are registered to vote, their big problem is that a lot of them just wish that the Democratic Party would change its stance on abortion because they're super hardcore Christians. Is there a reason to be against abortion if you're not a Christian, if it's not for religious reasons? I don't want to say Christian because I think like most Muslims, like anyone that's very religious would probably be against religious as far as one of those specific religions goes.
I'm sorry. I just looked at the chat room. A little while ago, Vito commented that he couldn't wait for the clips from this show to be replayed on Al Jazeera this week. Now, after the past couple of minutes, now he can't wait for this clip to be replayed on Meet the Press this week. Light, airy political talk.
By the way, just 2 minutes ago, it turned into us debating abortion. Not debating because we weren't disagreeing, but just discussing. Like,
you know, light, airy subjects. Like I said, it's Sunday morning, best in show radio.
In 2006.
What? What's wrong with that?
Well, I guess it's relevant, though, because in 2006 is when it's being banned.
Exactly. It's just craziness to me. I don't know. According to the referendum, by the way, and we'll leave it at this before we go too crazy on Meet the Press. Even when the mother's life is at risk, it's going to be the doctor's responsibility to save the mother and the fetus.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm giggling as I'm looking at the chat.
I noticed.
I'm sorry. People talking about us being with Tim Russert and such. It's just good stuff. Anyway, you want to take it light and airy? I'll take it light and airy for you. Buck Owens. Familiar with Buck Owens?
Light and airy. He's dead.
Buck Owens died at 76.
I'm familiar with Buck Owens. I'm familiar with
Hee Haw.
Childhood, 11 a.m., 11, Channel 11. Hee Haw.
Dude.
Before leading into the Twilight Zone.
Hee Haw was, to me, the Americanized version of Benny Hill.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Yeah,
loved it. Mainly, not only because, I mean, not so much because I thought the show was funny, because you got to see you got to see girls running around, and it was awesome. I was a huge fan of
Hee-Haw. Benny Hill's very funny either.
Do you don't remember that episode when he went to the guy's house and he was has made the sign for him that said the rapist, and then he pushed it together to find out he was a therapist. It's good stuff. It's good. It's comedy just like the Electric Company Letterman skits. I love that. And when he slapped the old guy in the head all the time.
Oh, and the newspaper went up when the nurse walked by.
I would have had that ready if I thought about it.
But I actually have that on my phone. I'll hold the phone into the microphone.
Who do you have that on your phone for? Who is that the ringer for?
It's a general one that I downloaded.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
You want it to be yours?
Just in case, definitely. I definitely want to be the Bunny Hill. The Benny Hill theme as my ringer. Oh, boy. So, Buck Owens, dead at 76. Do you know how long Hee-Haw was on the air for?
17 years.
Wow. Thanks. Thanks for paying attention to the news report earlier. Hee-Haw was on the air for 17 years.
Was it really?
17 years, 1969 to 1986.
That was a good guess.
Are you sure? I'm pretty impressed with you. That was good.
I mean, I knew that.
Liked the girls, hated the music, didn't laugh at the jokes. Hee-Haw, according to our boy Vito. And never saw Hee-Haw, according to Eric Ryan. Eric Ryan, you're a little younger than us, so that may be why you don't remember Hee-Haw. Actually, I don't know why you would remember. It was a great show. And, you know, it wasn't a great show.
It wasn't by far. It was the show that was on before Twilight Zone. That's why I was annoyed while it was on.
Exactly. And when you're an adolescent, it was a thing that was on. And, you know, and girls dressed like farmers' daughters, you know, running around with bad, bad jokes. It was entertaining. It was just something I always think of. And
I always thought of it as the country version of Laughing.
Which I always thought of as the hippie version of Benny Hill, even though Laugh-In was on before Benny Hill. But to me, as a kid born in 1973, they were all reruns, so it didn't make a difference to me which one started when. Benny Hill was the first show that my mom told me I wasn't allowed to watch because she saw me sitting getting excited watching girls run around on the screen. So
is that what was exciting you?
No, it was the old man getting slapped in the head. Man, what do you want me to tell you? So let me cross that off. Abortion, Buck Owens. Is there any difference between the two?
What was Buck Owens' stance on abortion?
I would say that he only believed in partial birth abortions, and that's it.
Only he had at least wait 7 months to decide.
Exactly. It's like, we want to make sure you're really sure about your decision. I don't know. I feel like I'm a little out of my game today. I'm a little bit confused. I've been drinking I've been drinking a Mountain Dew MDX Energy Soda this morning, and I'm a little jittery as I'm sitting here. I don't usually drink the energy drinks. The last time I really drank energy drinks on the regular was during our old program when we did that taste test challenge where we drank like 12 energy drinks each. But I'm drinking energy drinks now is because I'm not drinking alcohol anymore. I'm taking a break. I decided after last week's show, when I was just blind drunk at the end of the show, that I was going to take some time off from drinking. And I just thought I'd throw that out there today, make you guys feel really good about things. I went to the beer
Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. I don't know why I'm bringing this up. I have it just noted here that I'm not drinking. But here's the point of my non-drinking. My point of not drinking is not so much because I guess I'm blind drunk all the time. It's because I feel like it makes me gain weight because I drink 100 million beers every day.
It does.
So I quit drinking last Sunday. Literally at the end of the show is when I had my last beer. I haven't had a beer since then. In the 3 days that followed that, I ate like a maniac but did not drink. Lost 5 pounds. So I'm just like, holy crap, this is really the answer. As long as I'm not drinking, I'm going to lose weight. Since those 3 days have passed, I've gained 8 because I'm doing nothing but eating candy and junk and just constantly.
Because you just decided you could eat anything since you're not drinking anymore.
It's not even just that. It's just like I would usually just, if I was not working and I'm home, like I would just have a beer in my hand always. It was just like a permanent fixture in my hand. And now I need to be doing something.
Why don't you start smoking?
I was just going to say, I use it. It's like the smoker's excuse. Like I need my hands to be doing something. So I quit smoking. Now I eat. The thing is, like I walk around the house and I'm popping stuff in my mouth. It sounds so sexy, I know. But so I just want to say my public public service announcement for the week is eating and not drinking is not a healthy diet. So guys, do what you can.
What about the ladies?
No, it's only for guys. Girls, it's so sexy for you to be drunk. It doesn't make a difference.
But don't eat because fat is ugly.
Yeah, honestly. There's nothing grosser than a sober fat girl. I'd rather have a real skinny drunkard any day. Speaking of skinny drunkards, Adam Vinatieri is now a cult, right? I don't know that he's drunk or skinny, but it's the thing written next to where I said no drinking on my bed.
He's a cult. Yes, I heard that.
And
John Abraham is an Atlanta Falcon.
That's been for like a week now, though, right? Didn't we mention that on last week's show? Oh, no,
it hadn't happened yet.
It was like Monday or Tuesday.
As is Loya Malloy, which I believe I did mention.
Yes. I could just keep talking about Dante Culpepper because that's the last thing that happened for the Dolphins, my team, a couple weeks
ago. No, they signed Seth.
Seth Kinney?
They re-signed him. They extended his contract.
Yeah, that's... I'm talking groundbreaking. I don't want like
Joe Namath comes back to be Dante's backup.
I don't really want Joe Namath to do anything other than kiss Susie Colbert. But I don't know. Sports. What do you think about it?
I like them.
It's athletic, right? Yeah. Speaking of sports, I have it's March Madness. I honestly don't even know where I am in the TPS radio March Madness brackets.
Oh, I'm way. I had Syracuse winning it.
I think I had Syracuse going to the Final Four, but losing. But despite that, I'm in a couple of different quote unquote leagues.
I think I had Syracuse beating Texas Tech.
Okay. Super. You didn't have George Mason going all the way like most people do?
No, I did not.
Yeah. So I go through all these brackets this past week. Like I said, I'm in a couple of things, one at work, one for TPS, and one thing where it was like almost like you get assigned a team, and you got one team from each conference, paid $100, and you get one team. And then if you don't cover the spread, you grab another team. Up until two nights ago, I was one of the last dudes in this, and I didn't even realize that I had Texas that got eliminated on Thursday night.
Was it one prize, $6,400, or was it broken up?
No. Well, no, it wasn't 6,400 because you got four teams, so it would have been $1,600.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was cool. You got four teams to go through, one from each conference. It was really cool. And I had Texas a couple nights ago, but the thing is, they didn't cover the spread, so I'm beat. So that's.
Did you get? You got one from each.
Yes.
Okay.
I got. I don't even remember what I got.
So anyone that might have gotten Marquette, like LSU and UCLA, would be in good shape right now?
Not necessarily, because if they didn't cover the spread, the other guys would grab your team.
Oh,
it was against
okay,
the spread.
Okay,
it was
okay.
Actually kind of cool.
Kind of like how me and you ended up opponents in the NFL playoff pool we were in.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly the same type of thing where you get one team and then against the spread, see how far that
where
team
you
goes.
Won because...
Where I won, which by
ben
the way...
Ben Roethlisberger's fake touchdown.
I just want to say one thing. I still have not received my payment for that, and I got to call our buddy who collected that money.
Didn't we joke about how it doesn't matter, whichever one of us wins, we're not going to get paid anyway?
Yeah.
I wasn't serious, though.
Yeah, it's March 26th. I have still not gotten paid for my Super Bowl win of the Pittsburgh Steelers. By the way, as long as we're talking sports here, it's being thrown out in the room right now by Barbie Benton. Oh, Barbie Benton was on Hee Haw. Sorry, I'm a little far back. Sorry, I keep looking over to the chat room. And I keep getting distracted by it. I'm sorry, instead of following the program. But speaking of the chat room, Eric talking about, hey, is 100K still going to cover the NL East the way he's supposed to this week? You're not only supposed to cover the NL East, you're supposed to cover three divisions this week?
I'm giving you two. I'm going to do the American League next week. I'm going to give you the rest of the National League.
You're the worst. You're absolutely the worst. All right. So without further ado, wait, was this your theme song?
What did one Lou Diamond say to the other Lou Diamond? Lou Diamond!
I actually think that was the theme song that we used last week. But
why does yelling it make it a better punchline?
It's great. But all right. So without any further ado, we're going to get away from that theme song, get to the new stuff as 100K. Gets some baseball picks going. Doesn't it feel like it's 1984? You just finished watching the Baseball Bunch with Johnny Bench?
Actually, this would come on after, it would be Hee Haw, then The Twilight Zone, and then at 12:30, This Week in Baseball. And that would precede whatever baseball. I think I honestly think in the 80s, the Yankees were on Channel 11. It wasn't the Mets.
I could have swore that This Week in Baseball always came on right after the Baseball Bunch with Johnny Bench.
I'm sure it was on at different times.
Okay.
No, only your time?
No, my time's only this. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting the theme song. Let's get to your baseball picks. 100K. What do you have to say?
We'll start with the NL Central.
Nice. Hold on, wait. Let me get my notepad, because I've been noting your other picks. For those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, let me get the reference. In 100K's previous choices, he talked about the NL West, in which he predicted the Colorado Rockies will finish fifth and win less than 60 games. The Arizona Diamondbacks will finish fourth. San Francisco Giants third. San Diego Padres second. And the LA Dodgers will take the NL West. Now we're going to the NL Central.
And Jay So would win 20 games.
Jay So would win 20 games. That's right. I forgot. All right. So now we're up to the NL Central. I love this theme song, man. Thanks for writing it. I love it. That's all.
Anytime. Anytime. By the way, we'd like to say sad the passing of Mel Allen, who was the host of This Week in Baseball.
When did Mel Allen pass?
1998 or something.
Okay, I was a little bit confused, but you're right.
It's still sad, though.
You're absolutely right.
It doesn't become funny until 15 years have passed.
At least.
All right, NL Central. Should I start at the bottom?
Oh, my God, we're getting called out. We were supposed to be playing the Sammy Sosa song as the theme song for the baseball.
Oh, I looked all over for that. I can't find that.
I have it. Next week. Guaranteed. I promise. Somebody remind me.
Chris, next week, you got to have that Sammy Sosa song.
Thanks for the reminder.
No problem.
All right. So what do you got with your baseball picks, 100K?
I'll start at the bottom of the NL Central.
Okay. So that would be number five.
That would be number five. You know what? I really like Eric Ryan a lot. I think he's a great guy.
Uh-oh.
And I do. Last week I told you I would predict the 2006 National League Cy Young Award winner.
Yes, you did.
And I believe that it'll be Mr. Zach Duke of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who is going to win 47 games this year. Or so.
Okay.
Not Jaso.
Wow.
Please don't write 47.
I'm writing 47 games. Dude, you never know. If it comes true, you're going to be the only person on the face of the earth, I guarantee, that predicted it.
If he wins the Cy Young alone, I'll be the only person that predicted it.
47 games. Nice. Okay, so you're...
But unfortunately, there's not much behind him.
So only one Pittsburgh championship this year is what you're telling me for the Steelers.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I don't know about the Penguins and... There's no basketball team.
We're talking about real sports. I'm not really concerning myself with that stuff.
Sorry. Yeah, the Pirates will finish in fifth place. They added Sean Casey from the Cincinnati Reds.
I was always a big Sean Casey fan.
But, I mean, you know, he was in a better team when he was with the Reds and it meant nothing. So, speaking of the Reds, they have a very good young pitching staff.
Actually, wait. Hold on. Try that again and I'll actually work with you.
Speaking of the Reds.
Yes. Is that better?
Much. They will finish in fourth place this year.
The Reds of Cincinnati?
The Reds of Cincinnati, who have a very good starting pitching staff, but they're young, so, you know. You know how that works.
Sports.
You know what? I'm not going to drag. I'm not going to go too much into the NL Central. The Cubs will finish in third place.
I think you're, well, I guess starting pitching alone is
well,
the
Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor are both going to miss the start of the season. So unless Carlos Zambrano pitches every day, it ain't going to happen.
Understood. Number two?
The St. Louis Cardinals.
Nice.
Is it?
I think it's a nice, it's an odd pick.
You know what, honestly, I think the Houston Astros will win the division, but I think it's going to be a toss-up a couple of games.
Okay. So you're keeping track at home. That's the Stros, Cards, Cubs, Reds, and Pirates for the NL Central. And I just love saying,
if you're keeping track at home, you have serious issues.
For those of you not keeping track at home, let me keep track for you. And I just love saying the Stros. The only thing I like saying more than the Stros is the Brew Crew. Those are my favorite baseball names. Sorry. So you're now quietly staring at your sheet of paper, and now you're thinking about changing something? Is this what's happening right here? 100K?
I'm so lost right now.
What happened? You forgot who's in what division?
No. What?
You didn't write down who you have picking the NL East?
What did I do with them?
What did you do with what?
The Brew Crew.
Where did you put the Brew Crew?
Dude, where are they? I don't have them listed. I didn't have them listed. I forgot a team.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. You haven't covered their division yet, have you?
Dude, there's three divisions. I covered the West last week.
Uh-huh.
Am I completely lost?
I think
the Milwaukee Brewers are in the NL Central, aren't they?
I'm pretty sure that they're not an American, they're an American League team, aren't they?
They were. Now they're in the National League.
Since
though.
When? Dude,
A couple years ago when they brought in...
Once again, proving that we talk about the things that we know nothing about. Hold on. I have to pull up MLB.com to
You know
find
what?
Out.
Anything I say from this point on is pointless and meaningless because I just did an entire... They're in the NL Central. There's six teams in the NL Central.
So are they finishing sixth, I guess?
And I even have a little note tag next to them. Because as you can see, I kind of threw together the NL Central before the show started. I even have a little post-it on them with a position. And then when I made my list, I didn't include them. But why? Wait, so there's four teams in the NL West and six in the NL Central? That makes no sense.
Absolutely does not. Absolutely does not. I didn't believe that was the case. I'm double checking right now.
But the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Astros. The Reds, the Brewers, and the Pirates.
I love that we're on a sports station and we're doing a sports bit and we don't know what division the Milwaukee Brewers are in. They are in the National League, which I didn't even know they were in the National League. I'll give you that.
There's got to be six teams. Those are all NL Central teams.
Hey, man. So then where are you putting them?
Seventh.
There we go.
Did you get it up or no?
No, I can't seem to get it. It doesn't have it broken up by divisions.
So why are there only four teams in the NL West and six teams in the NL Central?
There are five teams in the NL West.
Dodgers, Giants, Padres, Rockies, Diamondbacks. You're right. Okay. All right. I apologize. You know what?
I literally said Brew Crew just because when I think Strohs.
So wait, so what did I say? So I said Pirates fifth?
Yeah. You're going to put the Pirates sixth?
I had
sixth?
The Pirates last.
So put the Pirates sixth and the Brew Crew fifth?
Yeah.
Sorry, Eric Ryan.
Sorry, Eric. All right, so your team just got worse. They got worse than last place.
And obviously you should be taking this all with maybe not a grain, like three mouthfuls of salt, considering the guy making the predictions doesn't remember the teams.
I can't even believe I just did that. I'm so bummed right now. I don't even want to finish my predictions, but I will.
Wow. Again, like I say, I have to plead ignorance because I know, you know, a few teams. I thought that the Brewers were still in the American League. I don't follow baseball closely until the playoffs starts. And the last time I was worried about the Brewers in the playoffs.
Really?
The last time I watch a few games, but I don't follow closely until the playoffs start. The last time that I was watching that I remember the Brewers were in the they actually are there. You looked on.
Here's the division list in the back.
Look at you. But the last
time, the Reds really are a team.
It's fantastic, right?
I thought you were making a communist joke again.
The last time that I remember having to worry about where the Brewers were in the playoffs, Raleigh Fingers was pitching for them.
Did he have a handlebar mustache, or did he have...
I don't think that's called a handlebar. I think that what Mike Piazza had was a handlebar, and I'll always insist that.
I always thought a handlebar was what he had, the twirly on the side.
No, I call that a twirly on the side
mustache.
He
was going to tie someone to railroad tracks or something. Speaking of being tied to railroad tracks, let me finish this mess of predictions I'm making.
There you go. Now we're going to we're finishing
up
the NL.
It's a good thing I'm not the official schedule maker for Major League Baseball.
So now that we're going to continue with it, who's going to win the AFC South? The Harris Division.
Lou Diamond.
We need to know.
All right, let me stand up.
Leroy.
Sorry.
Okay.
The NL East.
The NL East.
How many teams are in the NL East?
Five.
Okay, here
there
we go.
There are five teams in the National League Eastern Division of the Major Leagues of Baseball. And the Florida Marlins are the worst one.
Really? Shocking.
Actually, I think they won't be bad in a couple of years because they have a lot of good players. Most of them came from the Mets minor leagues because we needed an overpriced, pouty first baseman. but that's a whole other issue.
Sorry.
The Florida Marlins will finish in fifth place.
Right on.
This is dragging. The Washington Nationals are going to finish in
fourth. The Nats?
The Nats.
I'm a big fan of a team being called the
Jose
Nats.
Jose Guillen's going to be out for like 3 months. That's going to hurt their offense bad, and the pitching's okay. All right, I'm going to jump a spot now.
You jump into number two?
Two. I'm jumping to number two.
Because you want to discuss the Mets finishing third last? Wait, if you wanted to discuss it last, I probably shouldn't have teased it. I don't even know if that's actually what you have. You're holding a notebook that I've never seen, so I don't
I'm
know.
I'm holding a notebook that has three spots.
Oh, wow, like... you have three empty spots there. Look at you. Okay.
Anyway, the Mets can't finish last because I just said the Marlins were finishing last.
First of all, I didn't say last. I said you want to wait to discuss the Mets until last, like they're the last thing you're going to discuss.
Oh, okay. I thought you said they were going to finish last.
We are so horrible. We are stumbling all over this.
Wait, the Mets are a baseball team, right?
Yes.
You can join us in the chat room. Nobody's left anymore.
Yeah, everyone at this point just say like, what? Baseball? Who?
All right, here we go. The Atlanta Braves are going to have their division winning streak snapped at 14.
And they're going to finish number two.
They're going to finish number two, which leaves two teams.
By the way, I refer to where they're from as Hotlanta. That was a little thing I came up with.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I just wanted you to
know.
I'm
going to call the Falcons Hotlanta now.
Yeah, call them the Hotlanta Falcons. Actually, and you know, I even have a nickname for them. I call them the Dirty Birds.
Really?
I'm neat like that. Silence.
There's two great offenses in Philadelphia and New York. There is two pretty good starting rotations. Both with question marks.
Just say it, dude. Just say that you think that the Mets are winning the NL East.
The major difference is that Billy Wagner is not in Philadelphia anymore. Billy Wagner is now on the New York Mets, and Tom Gordon, Flash Gordon, is now a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. And he's not a bad guy, but he's going to blow way too many games for them, which is why it's going to be surprising when they win the East and the Mets are left out in the cold in third place.
Wow. Okay. I'm very impressed. I thought you were going to go Homer crazy and say that the Mets won. For some reason, 100K just took his notebook and threw it to the ground angrily. He's still so pissed off that he forgot about the Brew Crew.
No, I'm pissed off that I'm going to waste the next 6 months of my life watching the Mets not make the playoffs again. And that I forgot the Brew Crew.
If it makes you feel any better, If it makes you feel any better, I'm going to spend the next 6 months thinking about when football season is going to start. That's all I'm really concerned with. Sorry. Yeah, man. So for those of you following it, Dodgers are taking the West, the Stros are taking the Central, and the Phillies are taking the East, according to 100K's baseball picks.
There's room for a wild card. Who are my three second place teams there?
Your three second-place teams are the Padres, the Cardinals, and the Braves. Who's it going to be? Or do you want to... Well, we should wait till the final week for that, I think.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. I wanted to know who I had to go through. Because I'm undecided on that.
Uncomfortable sports predictions. Only on TPSRadio.net. Exclusively on Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. You know, since you're such a sports expert, I thought maybe I would throw a couple of sports quiz questions at you that I got out of FHM Magazine. But the thing is, some of the allure is taken out now, some of the wind out of the sails. I guess one of the quiz questions could be, hey, name what division this team is in. But we're going to try it anyway. I'm going to throw just a couple. It's FHM Magazine this month that has, by the way, Chris Benson's wife, Anna Benson, on the cover looking like a cow with big, huge udders dangling off her chest. It's horrifying. I hate her.
And some kind of thick kind of male-type package down in the bottom there.
Sexy? But, in that there's have the FHM baseball quiz. I'm just going to throw a couple of quick questions out there, see if you want them. Any of you that want to play along at home or in the chat room, please join in.
John in?
What did I say, John in?
Please John in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please join in. I was checking to make sure that the phone was working in case anyone wants to call. You can call Best in Show, by the way, if you so choose, 718-360-1413. 100K, you know, there's only one slugger to belt at least 60 homers. Three times in a season. In a season, three different times. Who's that player?
Babe Ruth.
Is that your final answer?
60 home runs three separate times?
Three separate times. 60 home runs. And I don't say 60. Over 60 is what I mean. At least 60.
I don't think Barry Bonds has done it, and I know McGuire didn't do it, so it's got to be Babe Ruth.
Is that who you're saying?
That's what I'll say.
What should be the theme song? The Sammy Sosa song. Sammy Sosa has done it three times.
Has he really?
He certainly has. He did it the last time in, what'd you say here? 64 in 2001.
Because I forgot when Barry Bonds was hitting all those home runs, he was right behind him again, and Mark McGuire was like retired already. I forgot about him. It's so real.
Hey, we got someone calling in on the hotline. Hold on 1 second. Let's get this
Is it
going.
Sammy?
You're on Best in Show. Who's this?
It's Vito, dude.
Hey, buddy. What's going on? How are you? Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I got a question for actually 100K.
100K?
Go ahead, Vito. What is your question?
I actually in the chat room, and the question is, how do you feel since Pete Tagliabue has already announced his retirement? How do you feel about Bud Selig as a commissioner compared to Tagliabue or even David Stern?
Bud Selig is an owner, and he's a shill. And I think that he's probably if Paul Tagliabue wasn't the worst commissioner in sports history, you might want to pass that title along to Bud. Mm-hmm. They might as well let the players' union head run the sport.
Well, yeah, I agree. But do you have any thoughts on who's going to be the next NFL commissioner yet, or no?
NFL?
Yeah,
well, they suggested a guy. I don't know who he was. I don't know that much about...
Pete Rozelle, I think, is going to do it.
Is he?
Oh, great. His bones?
I don't know that much about the NFL, like where the Brewers play or anything. Yeah, I read a guy's name, Roger something, and they were like, good for him, he should be the guy, but I have no idea who he is.
Roger Clemens, since he's not going to play anymore?
I think it was Roger Clinton, actually.
Oh, even better.
I don't know, actually, if Roger Clemens is not going to play anymore, because I think he's going to play unless he changes his mind, was the official word.
Right. All right, guys, I want to go back to listening, so I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, buddy, thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Look at that. Friends calling Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Again, call the hotline if you're so inclined, 718-360-1413. Brian Scott, by the way, in the chat room, called out Sammy Sosa as being the correct answer. And if I had a prize for him, I'd give it to him. But unless you'd like my empty Mountain Dew MDX bottle, there's really nothing I can give you. We'll work that all out. I got to get some
But can he tell me what sport the San Francisco Giants play?
Can he tell me
Let me check my book.
Okay, the next question is, what sport do the New York Football Giants play? out of curiosity, 100K, who's the first Florida Marlin to win 20 games in a season?
You know, that's a good question.
Is it?
And interestingly, this is what I talk about when I'm trying to buy time. What a good question that is. But ultimately, that time runs out. I know Al Leiter never won 20 games with the Marlins. That's my answer.
from this day forward, can I make an official decree? Whenever we don't have a good answer, the answer to the question is the Milwaukee Brewers from this day forward. Or the Brew Crew.
I'm thinking I'm probably forgetting about somebody from early on, but I'm just going to guess Josh Beckett.
Dontrell Willis.
So I had the right time frame, but the wrong guy.
Actually, it was last year.
Well, Josh Beckett was there last year. But I said I had the right time frame, just the wrong guy.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be wrong because, like, in the second year, somebody won 20 games that I forgot about.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. I'll give you one more.
I'm 0 for 2, by the way.
Yeah, I've noticed. You're the baseball expert. I love that I'm calling you out.
Do you have any Brew Crew questions
in
there?
Let me see. There's a team called the Brew Crew. Who are they?
Oh, come on, an easy one.
Sorry. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. I'll try and grab you one more, and then we'll end it at that. Ah, here's a good one. Who is the only Montreal Expo to win a Cy Young Award?
Dennis Martinez?
By the way, Brian Scott again called out the correct answer on the Dontrell Willis in the chat room. Brian Scott should host his own show. Oh, wait, he does. If you actually want to know something about sports, actually listen to a real sports-based show on a sports station, the Brian Scott show is definitely something to check out. If you want to listen to idiots, then listen to us.
Dennis Martinez?
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
Who's the head of your rotation? Your rotation being the New York Mets rotation.
I don't
think
he won one with the Expos.
Certainly did.
Okay. Give me one more.
I'm going to give you a Pedro Martinez in 1997. Just so you know, here's your last one.
Did Brian Scott get that right?
We're going to find out in a second or two. We'll find out in a second or two. There's a little bit of a lag, so we'll see you in the chat room in a second. Who is the only active player who still wears Jackie Robinson's retired number 42? And we'll leave it off at that. Come on. Come on, pull something out of the hat, out of your...
I know this, too.
How many? You should know it. How many questions did I give you? 5 questions there, and you're 0 for 4 so far? Come on, show that you're the baseball expert. Do it for the team.
Because he just got traded, and he was going to keep the number.
The way, Brian Scott in the chat room pulled out Randy Johnson. Sorry. The correct answer was Pedro Martinez on that last one. You're listening to Best in Show, Best in Show Radio, every Sunday here on tpsradio.net.
Dog.
Guaranteeing 2 hours of good fun and no knowledge of sports, but trying to make believe we know something.
I'm going to say...
2.8.
Let me tell you something, Mikey. You got to know who...
I don't even remember which question I asked. Oh, no.
You got to tell me, of all the players that are playing in baseball, who still wears Jackie Robinson's retired number 42?
I don't know.
You know, I do owe an apology while you still keep thinking about this. I do owe an apology to Brian Scott why I felt the need to point out on the air that, hey, he was wrong for no apparent reason. It just you got every other question right, dude. I'm sorry. I'm losing my mind here.
Preston Wilson?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
He closes for that other team in New York, Mariano Rivera, number 42.
I could have guessed every player in the league, and he probably would have been one of the last couple.
There you go. There's our baseball expert, 100K. He lets you know everything that's going on with sports. And
You save that magazine and ask me 4 more next week.
4 more next week? Do you want one chance to redeem yourself here?
Go ahead.
It's going to be a problem.
No.
Am I setting you up for more disaster? All right, here's my question. How gross is Anna Benson? Ugh, I hate her. All right, let's see. One last one. All right, here's one you should be able to get. Which Hall of Famer lost the most career games amongst pitchers who debuted since 1900?
Oh, Cy Young.
Is that your final answer?
Are you pulling a Regis, or are you trying to make me doubt myself? Because I was almost positive that Cy Young lost more games than anyone, even though he won more games than anyone. I'm going to say Cy Young anyway, because I don't think people want to hear me. Or is it Walter Johnson? It's Cy Young.
Your final answer?
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan.
Really?
Nolan Ryan has...
I was sure that Cy Young
292
lost...
292 losses.
Oh, wait a second.
You didn't understand the question.
Well, debuted after 1900. I guess he started. Cy Young, I guess, was before that. Obviously, the award is named after him.
All right, I'm gonna throw an underhand pitch to you. I just need you to smack one out of the park here, okay?
Called a glove.
Who's the only man elected to the Hall of Fame who played for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays?
Wade Boggs.
There we go. There's our baseball expert. He's gonna be back here next week telling all you people exactly.
Little known fact.
Everything.
Wade Boggs, they changed the rule about who you go into the Hall of Fame with because Wade Boggs wanted to go in with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays and they told him, no, you're not.
Do you think that's a little known fact or probably one of the biggest things in the world and that's why there's any sort of question about who you could retire with?
Littler known fact. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas.
Nice. I was not aware of that. Thank you for listening to baseball here on Best in Show. All right, I'm done with that. I'll shut that off. Let me get myself... Whoa. I apologize. I'm making a mess over here. I lost my sheet of paper with all my notes on it. So now I'm going to... Subsequently, here we go. There we go. So that's... All right, let me cross the baseball quiz off here. Oh, I was starting to talk about the Final Four, about the fact that I almost got it. We're actually into half of the Elite Eight is left. We got UCLA has made it. LSU has made it. It depends who wins George Mason versus UConn to see who gets to the Final Four.
Wow, George Mason's come that far?
And they're going to get crushed by UConn now.
See, you know what? I don't think they are. I think UConn has just been trying
desperately. I am the NCAA basketball expert. And I'm saying that UConn's going to crush them. Final score, 300-8. That's my prediction. And the other half of the Elite Eight that's left is Florida Villanova, or the other half of the almost Final Four. So we'll see what happens. That's our sports talk. Sports.
That's our sports talk. That's not just your NCAA talk.
No, that's the end of all sports. There's going to be no more discussion of sports today. Let's go back to abortion.
You really
think we like?
You think UConn's just been trying to give it away though? They try to give it away to Albany the first night,
dude. I'm telling you, I made my prediction. I called it out there. Much like your 47-game winner, 300-8. Write it down. It's a lock. You can bet the house on it. It's a done deal. 300-8.
Yeah, but that's unfair because you're going to be right first, and then I'm going to have to worry about Zach Duke winning 47 games all year.
You're going to be sweating it out. In order for him to do that, you'll be sweating it out in mid-April. Like, oh, my God, he's got to win this one or I'm out.
The next night, he's not pitching again?
Wait,
you're
going to tell me he's not starting 150 games this year? What the hell?
By the way, Oliver Perez, the number two starter, and Kip Wells, the number three guy, they're allowed to sub for Zach Duke the contest.
Any combination of them winning 47.
Dude, honestly, you could take the whole Pirates pitching staff and they probably won't reach 47 wins this year. Again, sorry, Eric.
What are you going to do? These things happen. Let's see. What are the things that I want to discuss today? So, this week, I come home from work on...
A day during the week?
Wow, I'm fifth place in the brackets, apparently, in the NCAA league. Brackets, I'm just looking at the chat room.
Am I still hanging in there? Or...
Actually, it says, Chris, you're fifth place in the brackets. 100K, you're fifth from the bottom.
How about the first one I submitted before they even selected the teams? Did I win that one?
Did you change that since then?
Yes. I think he erased it.
Great. So this week I come home from work on Tuesday. Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday. And my wife says, oh, go downstairs and see if a package came in. I'm waiting for a package. I go downstairs. She ordered something from Urban Outfitters, which is a store. Online store. I actually don't even know if they actually have a real store.
They have... Three in the city of New York.
Yeah, I've never been to their store. I know, I'm familiar with it, but I don't know what they have there.
Can I make a guess about something?
Sure.
I'm going to guess that this is going to end in a real problem because I've had repeated problems with ordering stuff from Urban Outfitters in the last couple of months. Well, not me, but my girlfriend has. But go ahead, continue.
I hate to disappoint you. I got nothing but good things to say about Urban Outfitters.
Really?
You know what? I don't know anything about them. Like I said, I didn't even know they had stores. All I know is the products that my wife purchased for me from Urban Outfitters this week. For those of you that don't know me personally, I drive a conversion van. I drive a conversion van that I have decorated like it's 1978 still. That I have like a big gold fist stuck to the thing.
What he really means and he won't tell you is that he grabs Muslims off the street and I baptize them in the back.
Exactly. What's wrong with that? And then we drop them off in Afghanistan and say, ha ha, you're going to get killed now. But I drive over there actually. But my van is probably not the most up-to-date thing in the world. It's decorated a little bit ridiculously with gold things hanging all over it. It's the kind of thing that, I mean, my daughter's only 2 years old. When she's like six, she's going to be embarrassed to go in anything but mommy's car is basically what it comes down to. Well, in keeping with that theme, my wife ordered some things from Urban Outfitters for herself, some clothes, and she ordered me a dashboard Jesus. Much like, you know, the hula girls that dance on dashboards, I now have a Jesus that's referred to as Enlightenment on a Spring that's going to be on my dashboard. It's a neat little thing, and I thought that was kind of cool. But more importantly,
that worked out well for the sake of the show that that's been sitting there the whole time and I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was sitting right on top of my computer screen because I really haven't driven my van in like a week. But more importantly, my wife gave me this, and I'm handing a book over to 100K. 100K, why don't you read what the top of that book says?
It says Gangsta Rap Coloring Book.
Okay.
By AJ. Forward by J-Zone.
Okay. Not a joke. Well, I mean, obviously, to a certain extent, a joke, but there's actually a real gangster rapper coloring book that my wife got me. It's the most absurd thing I've ever seen in my life, including pictures of KRS-One to be colored in, where you can color in his Uzi. It's the craziest, nuttiest thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, nutty, wacky, wild stuff.
The fact that there's a guy named Brother Lin-Chun Hung.
Yeah, I don't know, and that's the thing. Looking at that book made me realize I didn't know half of that. We should get Eric Ryan on the line and quiz him on who these rappers are.
Apparently Freddie Fox and WC are the same guy.
Yeah, I did notice that. The majority of the guys in the book look exactly the same, just with different accessories.
Wait.
What's up?
There's a picture of KRS-One holding a gun. Wasn't he always like a big anti-gun guy?
KRS-One, the cover of the album By All Means Necessary is an homage to the famous picture of Malcolm X looking out the window with the gun in his hand. So
Okay. Obviously
the name of the record was By All Means Necessary. Great record. And actually that was the first record after Scott LaRock passed away, or I think Scott LaRock passed away, got killed. By the way, what Mac-10 holding a pigeon in a picture? Is that what you're showing?
Take this pigeon, please.
We got to scan some of these, put these up on the website because people don't know what the hell we're talking about. Oh my god!
Is this exclusive to Urban Outfitters? Because I know we have some people listening in a store that definitely sells stuff like this right now.
Yeah, someone in the chat room who works at that store, a young gentleman, Nick, sent over the fact that it's the same company that put out the See You Next Tuesday coloring book. For those of you that don't know what See You Next Tuesday stands for, I don't work blue.
What is it? What is the? Oh, it's that's what it's pictures of. Oh, I remember that. I worked at that store when that was out.
Yeah, I don't know anything of that.
By the way, the Ghetto Boys picture of them with
where Bushwick Bill for some reason looks gigantic in the picture. He looks
human-sized. And then it says under Ghetto Boys, not to scale.
Oh my god, I didn't even realize that.
Like, just in case they didn't want to be sued when you realized that Bushwick Bill is shorter than the other two guys and you write them a nasty letter. What the hell?
But yeah, it's craziness. Yeah, Eric Ryan commenting in the chat room that I am correct. Of course I'm correct. When it comes to BDP, old BDP, I'm always going to be correct. It's one of my favorite I wouldn't say one of my favorite groups of all time.
Dude, I gotta tell you something.
But one of my favorite rap groups of all time. What do you gotta tell me? You're about to say something bad.
No, not at all. I'm looking at this book. I'm starting to notice a correlation between, like, gangster rap and guns.
You know, actually, my favorite part of the coloring book, which, by the way, Eric put a link to it in the chat room if you guys want to check it out yourselves. The cover of the book is, I'm assuming, a 9mm with a crayon in the chamber, which I thought was pretty witty of them. See, it's funny. Because it's true. That's the joke. But I just thought it was the neatest thing in the world. I think you guys... Oh, look, there's a nice picture of Ice-T holding an Uzi behind his back.
Yeah, I love that his face isn't even in it. Mm-hmm. NBC probably would have sued if they used his face.
NBC? What's he do for NBC?
He's been on Law & Order SVU for like 10 years.
I got to be honest with you, dude. I've told you this in the past. Like, not even on any of the shows we used to be on. Like, I told you when... Scott LaRock died before we made By All Means Necessary. Before we made
Karis
it.
KRS-One's in the chat room.
Yeah, you didn't know that? No, what was I just saying? Oh, I've told you this in the past. I don't know. The last legal show that I watched was L.A. Law. I don't know anything about Law & Order. I don't know anything about CSI. I don't know anything about... That's not true. The last legal show I watched was Miami Vice. That's which I think ended a little bit after L.A. Law. That's, you know, with...
No. L.A. Law had to end after Miami Vice.
You think? With Dr. Giggles in it? I love that he was Dr.
Corbin Burnson and Jimmy Smits. Like, think of them as compared to, like, Don Johnson. And Miami Vice came on in 1984. Didn't last more than maybe 5 or 6 years.
Well, let's go to the videotape.
I would guess that L.A. Law came on pretty close to when Miami Vice was ending. Oh, well, maybe not that late, but...
Sorry, I don't mean to make all this noise. I'm moving the microphone so I can get close to the computer to get the answers on which TV show appeared first. This is what we need a producer
for. The best thing while you're doing that about Ice-T on Law & Order SVU is that he's Ice-T, basically, but he's a cop.
His character's name is Ice-T?
No. His character's name is... Wow, I can't remember his character's name.
Again, I can't help you here.
Somebody help me out. But anyway, yeah, his character is... He's Ice-T.
Who are you calling out to?
The chat room.
We're not in the chat room anymore. I'm walking away. Let's see. L.A. Law premiered...
I was calling out to your dashboard, Jesus.
L.A. Law premiered in 1986... And it ended in 1994. Wow.
What about Miami Vice?
And that's what I'm going to go to right now.
Do that now, though.
Wait, now at this point? Greatest theme song to any show ever. I should get some Jan Hammer on right now. Let's
see. Not to bring up something else you probably didn't see, but did you see The Wedding Singer?
Yes, I did. Wow, the first episode of Miami Vice, you tell me. 1984, debuted the exact same time as L.A. Law. Actually, a month after L.A. Law. No.
No, 2 years before.
What they said? I said
L.A. 86. Law was 1986.
I thought I said 84. I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm wrong. So it started 2 years before. When did it end?
1990.
January 25th, 1990. Look at you. So, all right, so L.A. Law is after. So then Miami Vice is not the last sports show that I watched. Sports show. Last legal show that I watched. It would be...
Nothing to be proud of. I'm a nerd.
I agree.
Dude, you just called me a nerd.
Damn it. What's another sports... I mean, I keep saying sports show. Stop it. What's another legal show? By the way, you're listening to Best in Show. I haven't done this in a while. Exclusively on tpsradio.net. Check out our website, bestinshowradio.com, tpsradio.net. Call us on the hotline, 718-360-1413. Check out the chat room if you're not already there. Or instant message us at Best in Show Chris, because I think I'm online right now. And I'll probably get distracted when the thing flashes up and it'll totally throw the show into a tailspin.
Podcast if you have a power outage next Sunday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we were going to do that this week, just so you guys know. If for any reason you tune in and you hear something else instead of us and there's a problem, you could always, you'll always be able, we'll do a show every week, no matter what. You know, barring, like, you know, personal tragedies, of course. Like
if I die?
I'll still do a show if you die, so I'm not concerned about that. Show must go on, my friend.
What if I die during the show?
Ratings! Cha-ching!
Yeah, I'll wait till May sweeps.
Actually, it's funny. On when I did the promotional phone call, when I spoke to Craig Coleman on his show the week before we debuted, or the night before we debuted here on TPS, he actually recommended that if we're going to have heart attacks to try and do it on the air. So it's going to be, which, by the way, I'm thinking about doing that. I don't know how you feel about that.
Having a heart attack on the air.
Yeah, I am thinking about doing that. But, you know, like any of the bits or blurbs, for lack of a better thing, like any pre-recorded stuff, I'm thinking about just saving them on our website on their own so people can grab it. Like maybe the theme song if they wanted it,
yeah,
or anything
sure.
Like that. Does that make sense, or should I just leave the episode
for
download?
That makes sense.
So that'd be neat. Like if someone wants to rehear your movie review from last week, you know, which... I absolutely love, and I've been listening to at work. I've played I played that thing a couple of times.
I was disappointed in it.
Were you really?
Thought I could have done better.
The whole William Hurt lookalike thing at the beginning just cracks me up. It gets me started. All nice.
You mean Bill Maher?
Bill Maher lookalike. Excuse me, William.
Have you ever seen the guy? Have you ever seen Body Double?
Yes, I have.
He's terrible. But I just want to say, I don't want to leave loose things hanging around. The reason I brought up The Wedding Singer is because...
I totally forgot that you even said that. I'm sorry.
No. Not your fault. I quit. Damn. Because there's the character in it that's obsessed with Miami Vice, and he has the song, like there's one scene where he pulls up in his DeLorean and the door opens up and he's got the Miami Vice theme blasting and he dresses like Don Johnson.
I totally don't remember that.
It's the guy that Drew Barrymore is engaged to.
Oh my God, that's right. I do remember that now.
But they're making a play of that now.
Dude, what's his name?
Yeah, Stephen Lynch is going to play that. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that, to be quite honest, because I'm a Stephen Lynch fan. Especially, I love that I started off the show complaining.
That's diving.
What do you mean? Especially since we started off the show with talking about Morgan Spurlock making fun of quote-unquote retards. I'm a huge Stephen Lynch fan who's probably most popularly known for doing his song Special Olympics. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of his. That's good stuff.
Just quote unquote make it okay.
No, I mean, well, that's the way I was saying it earlier. Anyway, so
you could have also said retarded people.
you know how they refer to how it's politically incorrect to use a lot of terms for African Americans, and some people use the term people of color.
Yeah.
Would it be politically correct for me to say people of retard? I can't believe that I started this whole thing off by saying I'm against this and this is what I'm doing.
Why don't you go on 30 days with your best friend?
I really should. But yeah, so I was thinking about putting that stuff on the website. You guys could check it out this week, and you'll be able to get some.
I'm tired of all these quote-unquote N's and J's.
Oh, my God. You can check out all the stuff that we've done here, isolated bits. This won't be one of them, I'm sure, because I'm going to airbrush this out in post, and you'll never hear that I ever said any of
these words.
I'm
just making a point about how insensitive you are.
I know. I don't approve of it. But you will be able to check out such classic moments as...
I can't eat ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, meatloaf, ham, beans, vinegar, bologna, mushrooms, broccoli, food. I can't eat food. I can't eat food. I can't eat. If not for pizza and plain cheeseburgers, I'd starve to death. I am a monster.
Sorry, I don't know. I know I'm starting to run that thing into the ground, but that's one of my favorite things that I've ever been involved with in my life. I mean, recording it on the tape recorder of my car that day. So I felt the need to play it yet again. Another interesting thing happened this week. Hold on, let me get my prop so you understand. I'm going personal life now. I'm getting away from the news pages. I'm putting my paper away. 100K, what do you think about this?
I think if I may do the play-by-play... You just turned into the Terminator.
I just put on a pair of sunglasses here in the chat room, here in the room, and Sorry. Again, I keep getting myself distracted, man. I keep stopping and reading the chat room. I got to stop doing that. I just put on a pair of sunglasses that I have in the room. Are you about to take a picture?
I am, and I'm going to post it up on the website. So
nothing like posing for pictures on the air live.
Go ahead.
You got it?
Yep.
Yeah, I bought a pair of sunglasses this week. Actually, believe it or not, I bought 3 pairs of sunglasses this week. For the first...
Ray-Bans?
For the first time in my life, you know, as much as I'd love to laugh and make a joke and say, Ray-Bans, that's so silly. I went to the mall at one point during the week. Not here, someplace else where I was working. I went to a mall with another one of the guys I worked with, and this guy wanted a new pair of sunglasses. I went to the little cheap $2 for $20 stand in this mall. Like, you know, most malls have like little carts in the middle as opposed to real stores where you can buy little cheaper things, you know, or cheaper trinkets, if you
right,
will.
Right, like the costume jewelry type of places.
Right, exactly. Well, there's usually in every mall, there's a pseudo sunglasses place where if you like Ray-Bans, try buying these instead.
I used to have cologne that said, if you like polo, try Marco.
Oh, nice.
I used to wear that to high school.
It's awesome. Marco was really the
this
name.
This is why I had a lot of time to be indoors watching TV.
Don't you worry, Vanessa. Don't you worry. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be coming. We promise. Start doing research on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So this week, I go and I get... I go buy 2 cheap pairs of sunglasses. And one of the guys I work with wants to get a nice pair of sunglasses, goes over to the Sunglass Hut, specifically.
Okay.
And... he gets himself, you know, he's looking at sunglasses. And as we're standing there, I'm looking around, and I'm making fun of him the entire time. Like, dude, what the hell's wrong with you? I just put 2 pairs of sunglasses, perfectly good, for $20, and you're looking at $120 sunglasses. You're out of your mind. You're retarded. This is so stupid. I can't even believe this. About a half hour later, those sunglasses that 100K just took a picture of me wearing were on my face. They're Arnett's. Arnett sunglasses, whatever the guy's name is, Arnett is the guy who was the original designer for Ray-Ban, as I found out. And I bought myself my first $90 pair of sunglasses that make me look like the Terminator. To be quite honest, my $10 pairs that I have inside are probably nicer than this. But it just got me insane. It got me thinking. Like, I usually make fun of people for being high maintenance when it comes to things like that. Contrary to popular belief, I'm not... the world's most fashionable guy. I'm sitting here wearing I don't know how much of me 100K got in that picture that we were posting on the website. I'm wearing a gray muscle shirt and basketball shorts. I'm a jeans and t-shirt, shorts and t-shirt type of guy. I'm a slob. I sit around. I don't do this. So I'm not a big high fashion guy. So the fact that I bought these sunglasses was a crazy thing.
I used to love buying nice clothes, but I'm now 70 pounds more than I was then, so it's kind of takes the fun out of it.
Well, that was the whole thing, and that's what it got me wound up. It got me starting to think about this stuff about being a, for lack of a better term, a label whore. I mean, I don't know if it's so much a label whore or having brand loyalty or just being high fashion in general. Ironically, on a totally separate note, 3 days later, I'm going to get ready, dressed for work, and I'm putting on a sweatshirt, and it didn't feel comfortable. I looked at myself in the mirror, and I didn't like the way it looked, so I pulled it off and put on another sweatshirt, and I was complaining about how the sweatshirt didn't look right on me when I put it on, basically because it shrunk in the dryer. My big fat belly was ripping through. It was the main reason, like, not for any, like, ooh, this doesn't meet my my standards, but my wife screams out at me. It's like, what's wrong with you? What are you, some sort of fashionista now that you have to watch what you have to be careful about what you wear? She's like, wait, what the hell? I bought expensive sunglasses this week, and my wife is calling me a fashionista. And it got me thinking about the whole concept of being a label whore, of being a fashion plate. And again, like you said, I'm a meat and potatoes guy. I'm jeans, t-shirt, shorts, t-shirt, dressing like a slob type of guy. You in the past, like you said, before, when you were a younger, skinnier man, you used to go out, dress nice, dancing with suits on, looking like a gentleman, living a real, you know, like a nice gentleman's life. And I'm just curious, are there any things that you consider yourself a fashion whore for, or a that you're a fashionista about, or that you're brand loyal to?
Now? Or
at all. At all. Like, I wouldn't go so far as to say that I'm brand loyal to my Arnett sunglasses. I'll probably never buy another pair again, and I'm mad that I bought them. I'll probably get more use out of my $10 sunglasses, but still, it just got things to me. Give me an example. When it comes to sneakers, I generally try to buy Adidas just because I happen to like Adidas. It's not because I'm loyal to the brand per se. It's just I found that Adidas happen to have the most plain sneakers, and I don't like the robot shoes that get sold most of the time. They look like big space boots now.
Horrendous.
I'm not a big fan of those. Whereas most of Adidas are pretty plain, pretty normal. Although I got to be quite honest, the sneakers I'm wearing now are Reeboks. I'm wearing the Shaqs that I got for $30 at Kmart, mind you. The fashionista that I am.
I have no brand loyalty. I had brands I preferred at times, but I have no brand loyalty. I don't
at all. It could be. It doesn't necessarily have to be close to any product in
general.
I have
a pair of Ben Sherman sneakers. I like them. I tend to like the design, so if I decided I wanted another nice pair of sneakers, I guess I maybe would look, you know, through that brand.
Again.
You know,
okay.
My girlfriend bought them for me, but that's what started the whole thing. But, like, you know,
I mean, you're not brand loyal to, say, Fred Perry shirts.
I used to be, but
you're
then I kind of grew
to,
up.
To Doc Martens?
No,
in
not
any
at
way.
All. Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I had one pair of those in my life. That was it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The only shoes I really wear are Doc Martens, just because they're the only things I find that are comfortable. That's the only reason I like them.
I used to like wear a lot of Fred Perry's, but then now, well, you know what? Again, now I weigh 210 pounds
of twisted steel and sex.
So basically, when you buy an English shirt and you weigh 210 pounds, you have to buy two of them and tie them together.
I love the fact that I'm asking you about your fashion sense. You're wearing a plumbing t-shirt and a pair of pajama pants right now. Hold on, I want to take a picture of you, and we're putting it on the website.
Let me set it up for you.
If I, you know what, we should get better pictures because I do have my camera someplace around here. You're listening to Best in Show exclusively on TPSRadio.net. Check out our website, BestinShowRadio.com. You can get the podcasts on iTunes if you so choose. You can call us on the hotline if you want as well, 718-360-1413.
Top button right there.
Which top button?
The top button I had been pointing at before you took it.
This one right here?
All right, just if you hear a little bit of silence, it's because I'm posing for the... I'm not posing for the picture, I'm standing up.
I'd rather you sit down because we can't see the pajama pants if not.
Oh, I thought you needed me to stand for that reason.
No, I'm not going to get your face if that's the case. All right, ready?
They know what I look like, it's okay. They've seen the Yoda picture. All right. Let me just. I don't want to.
I took the picture already.
Oh, okay.
You don't get to pose for pictures.
No, I was
going to
say
I didn't. On you.
I didn't want to be posing. You just took the blurriest picture in all of mankind.
Okay, then let me try it again, dude. I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was the cameraman.
It's because I was moving. Let me just be natural.
Okay, please, yeah, stay natural like that. All right, why is it not changing that image? All right, dude, I'm horrible at cameras.
I'm gonna
take a picture of you later, and we'll worry about it and put it on the website. Nothing like taking pictures on the radio. we're really good. Awesome. 100.
Oh, don't forget, in a few minutes we're gonna read.
Quietly,
though.
Yeah, obviously to ourselves. What do you think we are? Some sort of heathens that we need to read out loud to people? The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. All right, what else did I want to discuss? You know what else I wanted to discuss? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dun, 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 dun. We've only been building up for 2.5 weeks.
Unprepared.
Oh, sorry. There's only 5 minutes left to the show. We got to go. Bye. No, I'm kidding. You're really not prepared for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame again, even though we specifically said this week we're going to discuss it.
If you have a list of...
I'm calling you out on the air like a jerk because I'm not prepared either. But hey, we teased it. We got to talk about it. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How do you feel about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in general, first of all?
Wait, the idea of having one, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so used to it existing. I don't know. It's fine, I guess. I just think that there's a flawed selection process. And I think that there's double standards. Not because they don't particularly like... it's not a double standard, because a double standard is more of something that you specifically, like, I don't like, you know, I'm going to give this to him, but not to this guy. You know, like, but I don't think it's, like, anything against certain bands for any reason. I just think that it's sloppy, the way they, you know, who gets in and who doesn't get in. It's kind of sloppy. There's a lot of bands let in on influence, but it's... But again, you know what? It seems to be the more popular bands that get in. If it's called a Hall of Fame, is it a Hall of Excellence or is it a Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame, apparently. Hall of Fame.
So then why are the Velvet Underground in? Don't get me wrong, I love them. I think they're great, and that's why I think they should be in, and, you know, influence and all that. But the argument that it's a Hall of Fame, they're in because they're famous, isn't going to work because, you know... Not many people, realistically, outside of rock and roll, you know, like, who's ever heard of the Velvet Underground?
I think you're absolutely insane right now. I was not a huge Velvet Underground fan my whole life. I liked them. I thought they were okay. I had respect for them, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I told you only recently, like over maybe the past 6 months, I've been really getting into the Velvet Underground quite a bit. But it's pretty undeniable that they're one of the more... popular, famous groups of all time.
Popular and famous?
Yeah, absolutely. If we're talking about the Hall of Fame.
So you're saying if you go to a supermarket right now and there's 500 people shopping in it and you ask them, have you ever heard of the Velvet Underground? Do you think you're even going to find 50? As opposed to if you ask them, have you ever heard of, like, say, Led Zeppelin or...
I think more people have heard of Led Zeppelin than have heard of the Velvet Underground.
Yeah, obviously. I'm not saying that. I'm not being unfair like that. But you think that you could find 10% of the people in any general area have heard of the Velvet Underground?
Absolutely. Without even thinking twice about it. Absolutely. 10%?
I think you're crazy.
You don't think 10% of the people in the world have heard of the Velvet Underground? 10%! 500, you ask 50 people. You don't think 5 of them will know who the Velvet Underground is? I'll say 30 of 50 will ask. Maybe not 30. No, I will say more than 25. I'll say more than 50% of the population knows who the Velvet Underground are. Then, you know what? Some grandmothers might not know. Some really young kids might not know. But those really young kids might not know who, unfortunately, they'll know who Black Sabbath.
I would say 85% of Staten Island do not know who the Velvet Underground are.
You're limiting it to Staten Island.
I'll say... Obviously, we're going to exclude Manhattan. I'll say that 80% of the other 4 boroughs of New York City don't know who the Velvet Underground are.
How do we do this? How do we
have
this?
To ask everybody, obviously.
Every person on Earth. No, we have to do some sort of survey. How can we do a survey? Let's think this through.
Which is kind of leading off topic. Not leading off topic, but I'm not saying... Because basically my point was it's obviously not a Hall of Fame, but it's because they tend to select people more as like a Hall of Excellence, mm-hmm. which gives me problems. But
By the way, in the chat room, our buddy Nick is talking about that people know the Velvet Underground because of Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground, best of or at least Sweet Lou. It's, you know, we got to think about that. Even if there's
obviously, I think there's a lot of people that know Lou Reed, and you can ask them about. I'm not talking about music fans. I'm talking about people that you may ask them. Have you ever heard of Lou Reed? Yes. Have you ever heard of the Velvet Underground? No.
I think you're nuts. I think you're absolutely nuts. I think there are some people that will not put the two together. If you ask my grandmother, who the Velvet Underground is, she won't know. But she won't
she
know.
She won't know Lou Reed was in there.
She won't know who Lou Reed is.
Will she know his name?
Nope. Guarantee it. When they stopped,
she's such a jerk.
Yeah, I know. When they stopped making records as 78s, she punched out. She didn't want to know anything more about it. And I wish I was joking.
She hates that new guy, Benny Goodman.
these kids today, that's Sinatra, I tell you. But, no, she actually has a lot of 78s in her garage that she said she was going to give me. The things are like dinner plates. They're the heaviest things in the world. I love them. I don't have a player for them.
So you're basically, what you're saying is that the Velvet Underground are more popular than Elvis.
I think that was actually almost a direct quote. I said more popular than Jesus was the exact words. I want to put together. I understand we really said we were going to talk about the Hall of Fame today. I want to really do some research.
I just try to distract us because we weren't prepared.
Yeah, I want you to really think about this weekend. This will all tie into the same thing. I want to discuss this. I want you to put a list of the top 10 most famous groups of all time.
Okay.
The top 10, I don't think the Velvet Underground get in. The top 25, I think they might. I think they might. That's just a personal thing.
The top 25 most famous groups of all time, you're going to put the Velvet Underground.
They might. They just might.
Separating how good they are, how much you like them.
Popular. Again, and I'm...
I think I could name 100 and not put the Velvet Underground in.
Okay, here's the thing. Just rattle some off the top. I know it's coming close to the end of the show. We only got like 15 minutes left, but let's rattle some things off. I know I said we're going to do this next week. Let's do it right now.
Can I even count, like, obviously the Beatles and the Rolling Stones?
The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Who, Led Zeppelin.
The Doors. Fleetwood Mac, the Eagles.
Okay, I got news for you. I bet you there are people that know who the Velvet Underground is that don't know who Fleetwood Mac is.
I think right now you may be the craziest person ever existence.
I understand because of NCAA March Madness and everything. You're all excited about marching bands and Tusk and everything. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think that tons of people... I think if you said Stevie Nicks, people would say, yeah. Same way, Lou Reed and Velvet Underground. But I don't think that so many people know who Fleetwood Mac is. I got news for you. I always joke around, I'm not a really big fan of music.
You got news for me? You're wondering who they are yourself.
I'm not even a huge. I probably couldn't name like more than like 10 songs by Fleetwood Mac, and I think if I could name 10, I'll be impressed.
But that's different, though. I'm talking about strictly having heard of somebody.
Okay. Point taken. I think I would go so far as to say I could imagine that more people have heard of the Velvet Underground than Tusk, than Fleetwood Mac. Just an opinion. Okay, who else? You talked about 100.
The Cars, Blondie. Speaking of the Hall of Fame.
Oh, the Cars?
You think more people have heard of the Velvet Underground than the Cars?
That's a close one. I don't think so. I think that's a toss-up. I think we'd probably get the same amount.
Alabama. The Oak Ridge Boys.
Okay, see, now you're talking crazy. You're talking crazy. Alabama and the Oak Ridge Boys. Stop it. You're doing this. You want to be that guy right now that you're calling these out. There's no way that more people know who the Oak Ridge Boys in Alabama are than the Velvet Underground. Stop it.
I honestly think they do. Especially in America.
I think you're insane. I think you're totally insane.
How many people in Alabama alone do you think know who the Velvet Underground are?
You didn't say that. We're talking about... you're talking about
but that's right there, a whole state of people.
But I understand. But that's like saying... I understand it's a whole state of people. There's a whole world outside of that. I'm not... Just because the name of a band is involved in a town, I think that town might be a little bit... That state might be a little skewed towards knowing who that is.
Can we ask everyone in the chat room? There's people we know have heard of the Velvet Underground. If everyone in the chat room... If there's anyone... that hasn't heard of the Velvet Underground, but has heard of Fleetwood Mac or the Oak Ridge Boys or Alabama, please chime in. Not like singling you out because it doesn't, you know, it's.
By the way, everyone's calling me out in the chat room that I'm being insane because I'm not separating the fact that I like somebody versus whether they're famous. And it's not even a matter of like. I honestly don't think that Fleetwood Mac is so much more popular than the Velvet Underground. Maybe it has to do with the circle of friends that I've had my whole life that the Velvet Underground has always been involved with let's say, culture that I've been associated with. So they've been a fairly popular group. Maybe that's why. Maybe I'm the one who's skewed here.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. I fell asleep.
Yeah, no problem. I think when you talk about the Oak Ridge Boys and Alabama, I think that's insane. Lynyrd Skynyrd, by the way, I'd put before the Velvet Underground is more popular.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oak Ridge Boys, no.
Great. You want to put the Beatles in there, too?
No, we talked about them already. I'm saying, we're just throwing some out there.
Rush. Oh, Rush, Pink Floyd.
Rush? Are you insane? Now you're being crazy.
Again, I just want to point out to people that are just joining in, we're not arguing who's better.
The discussion is, 100K is telling me his favorite bands of all time, and I'm saying no. Rush is definitely not more popular than the Velvet Underground. I mean, we could get some cold, hard facts. I'll go to the RIAA website and see who's sold more records.
Dude, stop committing on-air suicide right now. The Velvet Underground sold like 6 records, and they were all in the last 10 years.
But Rush, though? I understand Tom Sawyer is huge and all, but like, come on.
Again, I'm glad you can separate whether or not. I'm glad your argument is that you think one of Rush's songs are stupid.
No, it's not even a matter of stupid. Like, that's their most popular song, and I can't even believe that you think that that's
more popular. That's not even their most popular song. Living in the Limelight, Tom Sawyer.
Yeah. That's what I just said, bro. Maybe you weren't listening. Oh, my God. I absolutely hate you right now. I'm livid at this point. I can't believe that you hate the Velvet Underground. What a jerk. What a real, real jerk. Oh, man. Okay, so, I mean, it's...
I'll admit more people have heard of the Velvet Underground than have heard of Nico. Nico's solo records.
Oh, man. I don't know. I can't...
The Cure, Depeche Mode, Erasure...
Stop with Erasure.
I bet you I wouldn't be surprised if more people knew Erasure that had like hit songs than knew the Velvet Underground. The Kinks.
I'm sorry, I was just checking something out. I was a little confused.
Is this synced or?
What do you mean, is this synced?
Talking about technical stuff on the air.
I don't even know what you're talking about, though.
I don't know if this was synced to time.
No, this isn't the end of the show by any means. This is just background music for the fact that you don't... You know what? I guess this really isn't popular. I don't know, man.
I wouldn't even say... I could name 10 heroin addict bands that were more famous than the Velvet Underground.
10? Call them out.
All right, not 10. The New York Dolls.
No, stop it. I do not believe that more people know who the New York Dolls are than know who the Velvet Underground is. Absolutely not. Our generation, maybe. Kids, younger, maybe.
Okay, all right. Adults, I'll give you that one. Because of Lou Reed, I'll give you that one.
There is no way that the New York Dolls are more popular than the Velvet Underground.
But more people know who Busta Poindexter is than the Velvet Underground.
Absolutely, 100%. Hot, 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 bro. I understand. Gonna try
for kingdom if I can. But why don't you call out some other bands that you think more people know?
I'm sorry, I'm a little busy right now. I'm getting high in a corner right here. I don't know.
You could use my cell phone charger if you need. It's got a long rope on it.
What, to hang myself with? Man, I don't know. I'm stopping myself here. It's just, I just think it's crazy talk. Man, I don't remember what song I was going to play as the outro. Great.
Was it a Velvet Underground song?
No, I had it queued up on my MP3 play, but I had to throw the Velvet Underground on. Whatever. I think that the Velvet Underground deserve the recognition of being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm not saying they don't.
Of famous. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not the Rock and Roll Hall of Good Music. You know, because then Bruce Springsteen shouldn't be involved.
Fair enough.
I like the river. I like Nebraska, and that's about it. I mean, the states and the geographic formation of rivers. Those are the two things I like. Nothing to do with Bruce Springsteen.
Why aren't the Incredible String Band in? But according to influence,
Get
if Led Zeppelin, if Robert Plant and Jimmy Page said that the reason they started that band was because they loved the Incredible String Band so much, I would put them in because I love their music, but I think there's probably like maybe three people that do, and two of them live in my house.
See, there's a difference when you're talking just, how do I say this? When you're talking just influence, the popularity of the Incredible String Band is based strictly on influence at this point. I understand you like them, but I mean, I guarantee you, if you asked 100 people who they were, if you got two, I'd be surprised.
I would agree with that 100%.
Okay. So, I mean, like, the Velvet Underground...
Even if one of them was Robert Plant, because he probably forgot by now.
Mm-hmm. Again, I think that... Sorry, I'm doing two things at once here. View albums. I'm queuing up the outro music.
Why, have they had, like, a trendy following, though?
Who, the
Incredible String Band?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't think so. No, but I'm saying, like, I say if you got 2 out of 100, it's a lot. Whereas you, I mean, even by your numbers, you're going to say you're getting at least 15 for the Velvet Underground. Right? 15 out of 100?
Out of 100?
Yeah. I think that's nuts. I think that's absolute
crazy. I think that's talk. About the ceiling on it. I think
that's absolute crazy talk. Nuts. And I understand I'm using the terms that that everyone else is saying about me, the fact that I but I don't care. It's insanity. Whatever. There's no way to prove this week. I'm going to have to find out a way to get a survey in place and get some people to check some things out and verify some facts.
I think twice as many people, well no, smaller population. I think twice as many a percentage in France know who the Velvet Underground are than do here. Only because they were popular. They were actually selling records in France in the 60s.
Wow. You know, my problem here is I've been thinking strictly American. And even thinking strictly American.
Oh, I think throwing Europe in helps your argument. That more people know about it. I think if percentage-wise, if you throw England and France in, mm-hmm, and like Germany, then I think that's going to raise your percentage. The Velvet Underground got airplay in France. I don't know about England, I don't know about Germany, but they got airplay in France, like on the radio, like when their albums came out. Like regular radio stations, there was probably like one of them. I don't know the history of French radio, but...
And that's what we brought you on, that you're the expert in French radio. That was the whole
point. Milwaukee Brewers.
There you go. You know what? That right there, I think, is the ceiling. I don't think it gets better than that at that point. The Milwaukee Brewers. All right, so we'll get into this next week. We'll talk a little more about it. We'll talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We really will prepare this time. We hope we won't have the technical issues next week that we had this week, and we'll be able to get on the line earlier.
We'll tie it in when we talk more about the Incredible String Band, and I actually do give you my report on Scientology.
Yeah, I have a great story about Scientology. They did something with the chef from South Park. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh, really?
I've only talked about it 2 shows in a row. I don't know if you heard about it. Again, as always, we'll make promises next week, and we probably won't keep them. These things happen. What are you going to do? Get used to it. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. We'll be here every week. I don't know. God willing, you will too. Check out the website. Make sure you go to make sure you head over to vitalpodcast.com to find out all about Podcast-O-Rama 2006 so you yourself can get a show and come off as professionally as we do here on tpsradio.net. Check out our website. I'm going to say that 14 more times. Thanks for checking us out. We've enjoyed it. And we'll see you again next week, everybody.
You can email us, by the way, keith@bestinshowradio.com, and my intern will grab that, or chris@bestinshowradio.com, and he's not important enough for an intern, so he'll be grabbing his own. He's more of a people person. I hate you also.
I'm pretty sure that there's a 100K at bestinshowradio.com as well.
Then I guess I love everybody, don't I?
Yeah, you do. But, I mean, you have guys that assist you. You need a little help sometimes. I understand, emotionally, spiritually. Sensually.
I guarantee you none of my interns have heard of the Velvet Underground.
And if they have, you'll break their legs if they admit to it on the air. You've been listening to Best In Show. Thanks, everybody. We'll check you out next week. Check out our website. Download some of the old shows if you're new to the show. And I'm going to have some of the bits and pieces, if you will, up on the website this week. And the AL next week. American League, where we're going to find out about the Mets. And the Brewers.
And the Brewers. That's the Milwaukee Brewers.
Brew Crew. See you guys next week.